Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, good Monday afternoon to everybody.
What is this, Rob Dibble, Norm Charlton music?
I don't know. I don't even know what the hell that song was about. I'll just move on. Let's get into it.
How are you, Michael?
I'm just stellar. I'm just always, every day I walk in this building, overwhelmed with the level of professionalism that we have around us. So let's just move it forward. The Godfather with us today, Rico on vacation. We have Stoney's red hot overreactions to the first series of the year for the Tigers. We got to talk a little college sports because I got questions and I think we got problems. But we're going to start out with the Red Wings. You're wearing a Red Wing hat.
Yes.
Which is an odd pairing with an Eagles sweatshirt, but yes, it's you. It's who you are.
Exactly.
I've reached a point with the Red Wings and tonight's game against Tampa Bay, and I want to know if I'm fair or unfair. Okay? It's as simple as that. Win or F yourself. That's just where it's at. You know what I don't want to do? Find more excuses for this team. I don't want to hear about, well, there's seven other chances or games in hand or, well, they played okay Saturday. They didn't win. They have lost four games in a row. Again. Lose tonight, it's five. I don't want to hear that the Flyers are tripping over their garden hose every night or that Washington plays four more playoff teams. Win or F off to the sun. Is that an unfair standard where I go, fellas, earn your way in?
That would be a reasonable expectation, but if for some reason the stars align and we have a few more games down the stretch that they, you know, could still get in if they win that particular night, I'm not going to turn my back on them, but it would be nice to them to win a game in a place where they usually don't play very well.
But that would be nice. What I want is this. Don't be the best of the bad. Earn your way.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Can, for the first time in 5 weeks, can you put a solid week of hockey together? 2 weeks of hockey together?
Look, the most important thing is winning. There's no doubt about it. But as Kenny Cott, our, you know, hockey guru will attest, except for the Carolina game, the three or four games, they've played pretty well. But they
and
didn't
to use
win.
Your words, Mike, win.
I know.
I don't want to hear it.
But look, I'm looking at the game from watching the games. It's not that they came out and, played like crap from the get-go. Like Lalonde actually, the team actually had a pulse, which was a step forward than what they had been showing. It would be great for them to win, but they're not going to like forfeit their chances if they lose. Kenny and I, we said what? They had three games at Florida, at Tampa, and home to the Rangers on Friday night. Reasonable expectations, we'd be somewhat satisfied, is 3 points. They got one. Win one more,
wow,
and they're fine.
Well, my point is if they don't win tonight, I mean, enough. Come on, man.
It's tough. It's a tough watch. I get all that. And, you know, when some of your star players, DeBrincat, are not doing much, like missing breakaways and, okay, I don't, you know, hitting the post you don't score goals by hitting the post in overtime. And that power play, when they had a 4-on-3 in overtime, was a freaking disgrace where Florida's got three guys lined up at the blue line. You'd think the Wings could like just chip it and go, you have an extra guy. It's overtime. And they could muster maybe one shot. That was awful.
I want to hear from the people on this. Is it unfair, or have you reached the same point where it's like, you know what, fellas, go out, beat Tampa tonight, or just kindly see yourselves out?
It would be good for your mental health, all our mental health. I get all that.
Jesus.
But I can't just give up on them.
And Mike, you're not wrong if you don't give up. You're not wrong for saying mathematically. You know, I just feel, tell me if this sounds familiar, Mike. I just feel like we lack standards. We lack standards in this town. Like, the idea that the head coach of the team 10 days ago goes, well, you know, no one believed in us at the start of the year, and if you told me, as you have said, goalposts move.
Correct.
The seven-game, you know, this massive losing streak that followed the good vibes of post-Valentine's Day. Something they've never gotten it back on the rails.
No, they haven't.
So all I'm asking for is start playing well,
yes,
night over night. And if that means you didn't get in, it's a different conversation. But at a certain point, you don't get a trying award.
No.
When?
No. Exactly.
I feel like the way they're playing right now, you don't deserve to be in. So if you trip over your garden hose and find your way in, that's fine.
Right.
It won't feel the same to me.
And I don't want to hear, like I said, about guys hitting the post and the ridiculous goal that went offside. Or, I mean, puck luck, tough. You have to overcome that stuff and take it to the opponent. Tonight's tough. Tampa's still really, really good. Are they the cup team that they were? No, but they can. They're a tough.
Hey, there's your boy.
They're
right
toughing
there
out.
I know you're all excited. They were showing some JJ highlights. Stoney's got a big take about JJ for later, too. It's hot takes only by Stoney today. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, Hockey Elite.
Yeah.
Pull the ripcord. Let's get involved. Wings, Lightning tonight. I'm tired. Go win. Go play well. Right. Earn your way in.
Right.
Stop trying to look for ways to, like, fall into the playoffs.
Because you look at their last 10 games, they're 3-5-2. I mean, that's disgraceful. It is. Tampa, what are they in their last 10? 8-1-1. Washington, 6-3-1. The only other team that's as bad as the Red Wings in their last 10, there's two
the
others.
Islanders,
the Islanders are 2-7-1, and the Flyers are suddenly now in the wild card hunt.
3-5.
They're 3-5-2.
Or 3-5. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, so, I saw it this morning.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be the Red Wings are going to have to beat out Philly, is what it's going to have to come down to.
248-539-9797. Well, it starts tonight. Go ahead. You got Tampa. You're going to rise up and play? Because if the Wings lose tonight, you can just wake me up when the season's over. I've had enough. I can't keep watching it.
That's the thing. The Wings they should be, of course, worried about the other teams because of the race. They got to worry about themselves.
Oh, yeah.
They have to win games.
Yes. They themselves. I'm talking about the fans can play all the, you know, games with the standings that we want, okay? The players have to say, enough is enough. Let's just go out, you know, or as, you know, people like Harbaugh said, and who was the other person who just said it recently? I'm going to die trying.
That's Izzo.
Izzo, yeah. Okay. So that's what they got to do. They got to just play their asses off.
But the big thing, David, it's what you said. Like, I don't want to watch the standings. I don't need to. If you win games, you get in. It would take something outer space-wise that if you went out and put a really strong 6-7 games together, that you wouldn't get in.
Yeah.
You know, you tip your cap at the end of the day if the other team was able to go 6-0-1 in that stretch or something. It's not going to happen. These teams aren't that good. The Wings have done nothing in the last month to deserve a playoff spot.
Right.
In fact, they are very fortunate they're even this close.
Yeah.
If we're being honest about it.
Right. The Islanders imploded too, and the Flyers are imploding.
Right. So with that, I just want to know, is tonight the last stop for people? And look, if you want to sell me they could lose tonight but win Friday, how would you feel? Play whatever games you want.
Right.
What I'm tired of is tuning in and watching them lose. And by the way, the one time they escaped from the fire,
they were very fortunate.
They did not deserve to win that game against Columbus.
No.
At all. So I just get tired of wasting. Look, guys, it's part of the topic a little later on of where we're at with college sports. Tired of watching stuff that's not entertaining. I want to be entertained.
Correct.
That's what these things are. They are entertainment products. Wings got to win some games to be entertained. Go to Tampa. Show you're a playoff team. Otherwise, The hell are we talking about?
Okay, well, let's differentiate between entertaining and winning.
Sure.
Okay, so if they're entertaining tonight and lose, you will still be pissed off,
problematic.
Right?
It's got to be both.
Okay. Right.
But, I mean, Mike, when all they've done since the blessed Friday of February 28th, where we were like, wow, this is real, car flags
right.
up, all they've done is lose.
Yes. Exactly.
Now, if you want to hand out a participation trophy out there and tell me how good their Fenwick is over the last three games versus the previous 10.
No, I don't want to hear Fenwick, Corsi, or
anything. Well, call a different show.
Yeah.
248-539-9797.
We're going to get to the net.
That's it. We're going to get to the people. We got Stoney's hot overreactions from the opening weekend of Tiger baseball. Holy hell, are the White Sox bad. But we'll get to it because the Tigers won. And all we can ask is winning.
Right.
But
exactly.
We have some overreactions. Stoney claims you have Mariano Rivera in the bullpen. We're also going to do some college sports stuff as well. And we got mock drafts. We got a lot to do on a Monday.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get to the people. Wings, biggest game. You know, and this marks the last stop for me. Win tonight or just wake me up with the results at the end of the year. I'm done. Every time I tune in, they can't win a game. And I don't want to hear about backing in. You know what? At one point, you were 9 points up on New Jersey. And obviously, Jersey hasn't played great hockey. I think they're 5-5 in their last 10.
They're a good team.
Right. The point I'm making is you got to win games at some point to garner attention. Otherwise, I don't want to watch the rest of the funeral. Unplug Nona at this point. Either win tonight or just come on. Let's go to Caitlin, 97.1. Caitlin, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
So I'm here with my son right now. We have Tiger season tickets. We have Lion season tickets. And we have something called sports FOMO. So I don't, to your point, I don't want to be tempted to spend the crap ton of money that it's going to cost on parking and tickets and food and alcohol and all that stuff to go watch them lose if they back into the playoffs. It's a waste of money just to watch them lose. Like, play good, make us want to spend the money. But I know my husband, he's going to buy the tickets regardless, and then they're going to play crap hockey.
Well, Caitlin, if they get in just for the environment alone, whether they'd win or lose, I think is worth it. And even if they're playing well going in, they'll be the eighth seed. They're going to play the same team anyway. So I just want them to get in.
It is. But today it's a lot. Right. True. But, you know, today it's a lot of money to spend on for what, you know,
Lenny's
saying is not a good product.
No,
so for,
and Caitlin, that's...
makes sense. It's like to back in, you're backing in. But
I'm
you don't
with
have
her in this sense. I'm with Caitlin in this sense because, look, these teams want to charge what I think is just a ridiculous amount of money. And let's say in Caitlin's spot, you're taking your kids, you know, it's going to be a family night out, whatever it is.
It's minimum $400
for the ticket. Then it is incumbent upon fans, and it's part of my issue in this town, fans have to raise the bar on what they demand. Caitlin's right. A month ago, we were talking about, I don't think teams want to see this team in the first round. They were playing fast, high-flying hockey, and then showing the ability on nights where it all didn't work, we can win those games too. Stoney, I don't want to see a garbage can on fire.
No, but they're not going to – they're going to have to – look, they're not in the playoffs now, so they're going to have to win some games.
I know.
And it's not going to just be backing in.
Do you think they actually get this done?
No.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Well, okay. I'm always doom and gloom. I always think the worst.
No, you're not. You're Stoney. You're awfully positive.
No, not really.
Okay. Let's go to Brett.
You forget where I grew up.
I know. Brett, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing, Mike? How you
All
doing,
right, Brett.
Stoney?
Good. Am I crazy, or is tonight the last stop?
You know, actually, in the first 3 minutes of the show, as soon as you said that, I called up right away because I instantly was like, oh, my God, I was telling my dad this yesterday. I called him. I said, if we lose tonight, you know, tonight, we're done because we got the Rangers coming up next, too. So basically, in the last 2 months, after we had our 7-game losing streak, all it's been scoreboard watching with the Caps and mm-hmm. the Islanders and now the Flyers. And it's anxiety driven now. Like, to watch this team fall so far, Lalonde's got to go. If we lose tonight, I want Lalonde's head. Like, just get him out of there. And if he continues to stay there, just like, and I told you this a couple months ago when I was talking about the Lions, and I brought up my grievances, my other main grievance. If Lalonde stays here, then we are just in the same boat as we are with the fact that Troy Weaver is still employed in the city of Detroit.
I don't think he will be, but that's okay. I think he's gone at the end of the year. And if they then the Wings completely go down the toilet, I think Lalonde might be gone as well. But we discussed this off the air. I think, and I could be wrong, I think if you're going to look for a blame for this, I think it's more Yzerman than Lalonde.
Oh, and I'm not a Steve bot whatsoever. This is on Yzerman. I think Lalonde should have been gone, honestly, after that comment he made, you know, a few weeks ago about no one really expected us to be here. You know, that type of mentality is not a coach.
It's why I'd be a terrible owner. Brett, I swear to God, I would have walked downstairs in my pajamas and fired his ass. I'd be an awful owner.
Fair drop.
Dan Campbell. I don't know who the coach of the Lions would be right now.
No, 1-6.
Yeah,
when they were staring, like, right. You know what we talked about back then? I said, Rico, no coach has ever kept their job being 3-21 after 2 years.
Right.
I go, he's got to get this turned around the next 3-4 weeks,
right?
Or we're having that conversation.
Yes.
Now, what did they do?
They turned it around.
They turned it around.
Right.
But we were getting close. Sony,
I know.
3-13-1 into 1-6, and we just traded our all pro tight end, and you're going, yeah, you got to win a few games. Yes. And then they just.
Yeah.
They just turned.
Right.
This thing, I don't know, man. Hockey's a different animal.
It is.
Coaches get fired left and right.
I know, and that's why I think it's going to happen at the end of the season. To do it now, to me, would be absurd.
Now, what do you want to say about Troy Weaver there? You dropped a little dime on everybody.
No, I just think
there.
It's pretty obvious he has to go.
You've been hanging out with Teflon Tom again?
No. Teflon Tom Wilson?
You've been having a few warm cookies before first tip? What's going on here?
No, nothing. I just, my gut.
Stoney's having a little bad Larry in the concourse at the old palace. He's
taking
back.
Me back here, man.
Stoney's back.
Yeah.
04 final. Stoney was operating a little members only lounge.
And interviewing Kid Rock after the championship game. Hey, man, I'm just trying to get laid. Okay, thanks, kid.
All right, back to you. Let's go to Ben, 97.1. Benny, what's going on, bud?
Mikey, I feel the same way with you, man. If they lose tonight, I'm over this team. I've been watching them for a month straight, only get 8 points. I think we sat at 72 points, I want to say, give or take, during the first week of March, and now we're only at 80. It's like they're playing like they're afraid to lose. This team doesn't even look the same.
They don't look like a playoff team because they don't think they're tough enough. And this is something that's been going on the whole season. Even when things were good, I remember I talked to Lalonde in the morning. I said, you know, this team's playing good, but they just seem so easy to play against. And they are. They're not greasy, grimy, whatever. You know what Yzerman should do and his cohort, Mr. Chris Draper? They need to find their own grind line. They really do. And I'm not talking about gooning or anything like that. Just guys who can be forwards who can be tough. Who's a tough forward they have on this team? Rasmussen, maybe?
My comment is, you know, about Lalonde is, you know, with Wallman coming back tonight, how do you keep Petrie in the lineup? I mean, I don't look at plus-minus much as a stat anymore, But you could watch the games. You've seen it the other night. Petrie's just making mental errors. You're scratching Ole Mata, who really is a solid defenseman for us, and you're playing Petrie. I really don't understand what's going on.
I think that has to do with left shot, right shot thing. That's why Petrie's in.
I know. Yeah,
that's the reason. And look,
Ben, here's my problem. You know, no disrespect to any of the people we're talking about, but if you're talking about Ole Mata versus Petrie on one leg,
it's year five of a rebuild.
Right, you're the third oldest team in the league.
It's your sixth defenseman.
Right.
Yes.
Like that's not, you know, I'm with Stoney Ben. If you want to talk about somebody, we can begin to talk about DeBrincat a little bit. We brought him in to help lead this team.
Hey, I've been having this conversation with a couple of my buddies for, you know, since this month. It's like, where has he been? You know,
nowhere.
When he had that puck, it was last game, and I think it was in overtime.
Yeah,
when
he hit the post.
The puck on his feet. Well, no, they passed him the puck. It hit his skates, and he falls right on his ass. He's like, come on.
Eddie missed a breakaway early in the game. Eddie hits the post. I think he's turning into a front runner. I've said that before. And
no, it's not good. No, listen, but we've also said, hold on now. In fairness, we also said he can't be your best player.
No.
DeBrincat's a complimentary piece capable of being a consistent 30-goal scorer. You need the guy.
Right.
See, we're 5 years into this. They still don't have the guy.
Correct.
Now, Dickin might be the spiritual leader, right? He's their version of David. But he's not the guy.
He's not a superstar.
Well, you know what?
You need
Here's the problem I have, okay? Fine. Bleep hole, fringe hockey take. When you gave me Yzerman, you promised me special. We're in year five of a rebuild. We have no one close to being a superstar.
No, you're right.
No one.
No. I mean, Sider's a really good defenseman. Larkin's a really good player. Kane has played really well. That's it. Alex Lyon has been their goalie.
What about Trey Augustine?
Him and Sebastian Kosa, they're going to be the goaltenders of the future. But the future... Yeah, is 3 years away.
I feel like Red Wing fans are turning into me with MSU hoops. They're just kind of done with, like, if they lose tonight, I have had it.
See, I wanted to ask Ben, so what happens if they lose tonight but they beat the Rangers?
Yeah, but you can't play that way.
I know.
Because here's the answer.
So it's going to happen, they'll win tonight, then lose to the Rangers, and the points are still the same.
I'll answer for Ben.
Okay.
Then it's the team earning their way back to you.
Okay.
But, like, if they lose tonight, they will have factually lost five games in a row.
Right.
I can't take you serious as a playoff drive when you are driving yourself off a cliff.
Right, and especially if they get, like, blown out and don't play well tonight and come out, you know, playing scared and all that. No, that's unacceptable.
Let's go to Alan, 97.1. Alan, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. I really enjoyed the show. I'm actually visually impaired, so radio is basically my only way of listening to sports talk, so thanks for that.
Thank you.
I also wanted to say, look, with the Red Wings, it's simple. They got to prove to me that they can do something. We look at what they've done, you know, these past months, and obviously by Valentine's Day, we were talking different conversation than we are having now. If we don't beat Tampa Bay, I agree with you, Mike. It's wake me up when you actually do something productive. I thought we could beat Florida. No, we lose in, I think it was a shootout, right?
Yeah.
Losing a shootout to the Panthers. And then I see on the Detroit Free Press, we got it. Well, the Red Wings get a point in Florida. I'm like, I don't care if they get a point in Florida. We still lost. Nothing was accomplished. So I think that Yzerman, I almost wonder if he's the guy to kind of kickstart a rebuild. But I almost wonder if he's the guy he's not the guy to get us over the finish line. He's the guy to get some prospects in, but he's not the guy to take
no,
it up.
No, I think he thinks, okay, that he is not the guy just to be satisfied with making the playoffs. He's trying to build a championship team that takes a lot longer in his mind. That's the difference.
Yeah, well, he's clearly executing that part of it when only two of his draft picks play.
Right.
Year five. Yeah. It gets hard to defend.
Right. Now.
Because, by the way, like, no offense, but, is Casper going to come up here and be Auston Matthews?
No.
You know, is Bergeron going to come up and be Evgeny Malkin?
Like, no.
Well, no offense to anybody involved in the Yzer plan. Where are the superstars?
No, there are none. At least you got, you know.
And I blame you. You started the show in a negative tone, mister. Typical Philadelphia radio.
You know how I'll make you feel better? I'll show you the picture of me on Sportsworks last night.
Done.
You would love my outfit.
Did you wear the Easter jacket again? I know this.
Yes.
You look like a Cadbury. You look like a Cadbury egg up there.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
I got you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we got some tournament stuff to get to. We will. If you want to rap about the Wings, please do. It's all or nothing tonight for me. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you where I'm at. If they lose tonight, it's five in a row. And yes, they earned a point in Florida. And well, they could win the next three. And would it change it? I'll worry about that down the line. I'm officially done bothering with them if they lose tonight. You cannot talk to me about a playoff drive and in the next breath lose five in a row. And I don't want a scoreboard watch anymore. And I don't care about the Caps. I don't care about the Flyers. I don't want to do any of it anymore. I need you at some point to play well consistently. You know what? You didn't play poorly this week, and even though you lost. Fine. Correct. Back it up with a win tonight.
Yes.
Let's get some juice for Friday night when the Rangers come.
Oh, it'll be a great day, opening day, and right. then the Rangers are in town. Oh, it'd be wonderful. Speaking of opening day.
Yes, I know you're excited.
The Detroit Tigers are 3-0. Granted, don't want to insult anybody, but they basically played the the Birmingham Barons with Michael Jordan. The White Sox is just freaking blow. I mean, the pitcher
Let's
Friday.
Let's go live to White Sox state of affairs.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
The
highlight for the White Sox was that they did a really classy thing and did a whole little tribute to Jason Benetti on the scoreboard. Mm-hmm. That was really nice.
Yes.
So the Tigers win, 3 1-run games. They actually showed some offense in game two.
Yes.
Game one, they win 1-0.
1-0, 3-2, and 7-6.
Yes, exactly.
Noted. What are your overreactions?
My overreactions are that their bullpen is elite. Overreactions. On the negative side.
It's a good thing he said overreactions.
Yes. That's what he said. So we do. The knee-jerk reactions. Also, my overreaction, this time on the negative side, is that I wish Kenta Maeda was back in Minnesota. He was throwing like 87, 88 mile an hour meatballs, and then it was pointed out that that's what he does in April. Oh, great. So you know what? Don't pitch him in April.
Well.
And I was talking about the, and look, Skubal obviously pitched terrific. Jack Flaherty looked really good, like, you know, when Ryan Zimmerman made his first few starts for the Tigers, and then he went down the you-know-what.
Jordan Zimmerman.
That's right. You're right. I'm sorry. My bad.
Who ended up pitching like Ryan Zimmerman.
Towards the end, right. He was great for five or six games. Remember that one year where Shane Green was, like, unbelievable at the beginning, and then he went downhill?
You want my overreaction?
Yeah.
Jason Benetti was your biggest acquisition.
Oh, he was terrific.
I'm not moved by anything they did. While I didn't make fun of Maeda, the Flaherty thing, he just hasn't been good in years. Fine. Do you think you can fix every pitcher like you did Lorenzen? Your business. But the Canna stuff or the Urshela stuff, here's the deal. The biggest acquisition you made is Benetti. Because I can watch a game if I'm not listening on 97.1 The Ticket. Shout out to Dan Dickerson.
Yes.
I can watch a game and not want to hurl a brick at my television. Well, so, major upgrade.
It's peaceful listening is what it is.
It's professional.
I'm not going to go there, but it's baseball. Baseball is not this intensity that Matt Shepard provided. I think Matt was really good at Michigan basketball. Tiger baseball, I think it was a little too intense for it, for my liking, but he's a good guy. By the way, overreaction, Mark Canha is a pretty good signing. There's your overreaction.
Get out. The exit's right there.
For three games. That's all we're talking about.
We got exits on each side of the aisle and on both wings. Get out.
Come on, AJ Hinch. Thank you, Kid Rock. I could actually send you the actual Kid Rock. I'll do that, Roberto.
You could just play that drop again. I'd be satisfied. Perfect.
Carson.
I'll take that. Can I have that on the board, please, at some point?
Carson Kelly's looks like a decent player. These are overreactions. And Torkelson still can't hit with guys in scoring position early in the season.
The biggest takeaway I had, I thought A.J. Hinch had a really good weekend.
Yes.
You're paid to get the late inning stuff right, get your matchups right.
Oh, the Ibanez for Parker Meadows was a really good move.
Listen, that's fine. I will just say, A, we talked about this. White Sox, Mets,
right.
A's. Pirates. These are some of the worst teams in baseball. I know the Pirates are off to a little hot start. Good for them. They're still the Pirates. The point is, win your games.
Yes.
I don't care how you win them.
Right.
Win them.
Right.
But if you want my takeaway, this offense is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
The White Sox, if it weren't for the A's, would be the worst team in baseball.
So there was nothing really that surprised us. The offense.
No, pitching's going to be
fine. Didn't look great. The pitching was pretty damn good.
And I think you'll end up liking my. Be patient with it.
Yeah, okay. Well, as I've said,
Here's the word I'd use for Maeda. Crafty. There are going to be plenty of days.
Frank Tanana.
The late years.
The
yes.
Japanese version of Frank Tanana.
Fine.
Yeah.
I think there will be plenty of afternoons you're not going to be worried about how hard he's throwing, and you're going to go, wow, he gave me 6 1/3. Hey, he gave me 5 2/3. I think he's an innings eater. I didn't mind signing. It was more, offensively speaking, wow, are there a lot of at-bats?
Yes.
Where I just go, oh, boy.
Now, what's the grand sum of number? Like, they've been able to, in their budget, so to speak, like, sign Jordan Montgomery and instead of both Flaherty and Maeda.
Yeah,
but
Montgomery's got plenty of red flags,
okay,
too.
Okay, okay. I'm just asking.
I was okay. There really wasn't a budget.
Yeah.
They didn't spend any money.
Right. But on the same amount of money is what I'm saying.
Oh, sure, if you wanted to play that game.
Yes.
But I'm not. I don't think they should have been in that business.
No.
You know, to Blake Snell business or to Montgomery business. I was fine signing a couple arms because the reality is your young arms are going to be the front of this rotation.
Yes.
We're fine there.
Yeah, they look pretty good in Toledo over the weekend.
It was the bats.
Yes.
It's the bats.
I know. And hopefully, you know, like Kerry Carpenter, he had a pretty good weekend.
Sure. As long as there's not a lefty on the mound, he'll play.
Yes. And here's an overreaction, maybe the negative way. It's just three games, but it was the White Sox. Colt Keith looked a little overmatched at the plate.
Oh, no. The overreactions for Mike stuff.
Yes. They're just overreactions.
He's calling Colt Keith a bust.
No, this isn't like the Ohtani thing after the first at bat. I said the honeymoon is over, and Evan just keeps bringing that back.
Game after game.
You have to let it breathe.
Generally, the way this works with prospects, I'm not going to, unless it is insanely bad, you give them 100 at-bats to even form any kind of opinion. Let me see you over the course of 20 games.
Well, that's what I said. These are knee-jerk overreactions to three games against the Birmingham Barons.
The White Sox are going to be incredibly bad.
God.
And again, You play them 13 times.
Right.
I can't ask you to go 13-0, but as close to 11-2 or 10-3 as it gets, win your games.
And you don't want to see anybody get hurt, but the Tigers got a break because Royce Lewis busted up his quad over the weekend, and he is arguably Minnesota's best player, would you say?
Yes. Yes. No, there'd be no argument. Mm-hmm. But just like Buxton, cannot stay healthy.
I know.
You hate to see it. 248-539-9797. David, don't shake your head. Easter's over. Ticket text, please.
Stoney's right. Foley is freaking lights out. 101 with insane movement. Great closer. Not an overreaction, they say.
Actually, I was talking about Shelby Miller, too, as far as the guy I picked up who looked really good.
Yeah. He comped Shelby Miller to Mariano Rivera. It was quite a pre-show. Gosh.
No, it's Goose.
The Tigers beat Troy Athens. Some fans need to calm down already.
There's a middle ground. We're doing overreactions. Yes. Here's the thing.
Right.
You'd be bitching if they didn't sweep that series.
Right.
Win them ugly, that's fine. But I don't have to buy in until I see this offense on a night-in, night-out basis compete. Some of those at-bats against that garbage, Garrett Crochet. My balls.
He throws hard.
Wow.
Hey, Javi had two hits.
I'll give you this one. Someone else was texting in saying, I do agree with Stoney. Cole Keith is a bust.
Well, you can't call him a bust. He looked overmatched in three games. That's
you need
all.
To stop. You
really
cannot
good...
say overmatched. No. He played three games.
Right, exactly.
You know, Cole Keith's going to he's gonna have an extra base hit tonight.
Good. I hope so.
Because the Mets suck.
Made a good play at the
by the
way,
you
the
won't
field.
Recognize Sean Manea.
Oh.
He shaved and got a haircut.
Ooh.
First time in like four
what?
Years. Remember how he looked like the Geico caveman the last few years? Manea, clean shaven, clean cut.
God, I wanted the Tigers to sign him. I mean, or trade for him.
Why?
When he's the one who was in Oakland, right? Or am I mixing him?
Yeah, same guy.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good. At
then one. San Diego and now the Mets.
Yeah.
Mets are bad, too.
I know.
Again, winless.
You hate the Mets as much as you hate the Jets, by the way?
That's tough because it comes down to a
it's two leagues.
It's despising the fan base. Like, Jet fans know they're losers, so
right.
It's different. Met fans actually think they're winners. Met fans, like, somehow think they're in they dine at the same restaurant
right.
as the New York Yankees, and they don't.
Yeah.
Well, Jet fans know I'm in fact, a born loser.
My friend who you met in Vegas was a huge Met fan all his life, and he just got so sick of the Wilpons that he switched. Because his son loved Derek Jeter and he became a Yankee fan.
You can't see. No, I don't respect that. That's outrageous. 248-539-9797.
I've always hated the Mets being from Philly. I mean, I hated Tom Seaver, the All-American guy, and I hated him. Sacrilegious, I know, but I don't care.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
David, go ahead.
Yeah, let's start with Zach Edey here because there was an interesting dynamic that happened in yesterday's Elite Eight game where Edey, of course, he leads the nation in both free throw attempts and makes, and he wasn't called for a single foul in the first half yesterday.
First 31 minutes of the game.
Ridiculous last night. Are you in love with Zach Edey or is he, you loathe by him?
I loathe him. I hate him. I want him launched out of a space cannon. Listen, I'm sure he's a lovely young man, but he's 7'5". He's taller and bigger than anybody else, and the officials baby him. He gets called, and if you touch him on the offensive end, he's at the line. He shot 22 free throws yesterday. And he's allowed to swing his elbows with impunity on the defensive end.
He's very difficult to officiate. Remember we used to say that about Shaquille O'Neal years ago. Look, he's a great, great college player. He's got nothing in the NBA.
He's Boban Marjanovic.
Yeah.
I can't. Look, Stoney, here's the bottom line. Saying it's difficult to officiate, I mean, what kind of cop-out is that? Like, officials, figure it out, guys.
Yes.
You can't send a guy to the line 22 times.
Right, he's going to get hacked. I get that. But there were some ticky-tack fouls that
Tennessee tolerate. Got
called for, and then he had some ticky-tack, you know.
As 8 feet as tall, well. 300 pounds. Yes. Yeah, you breathe on him, and they're sending him to the line.
But if he does what he did yesterday, the next two games, me and the guy I'm partnered with in a fantasy draft pool will win a lot of money.
Okay, that is irrelevant to the blitz. Please.
That is irrelevant to the blitz, but what is not irrelevant to the blitz is let's talk about the transfer portal. 46.2% of starters in the Sweet 16 teams, they had transferred at least once. So only Duke had a starting five with no transfers, but NC State, who's made the Final Four, all five of their starters came from the portal. This is getting ridiculous, guys.
Oh, even more ridiculous since the portal opened 2 weeks ago. 1,100 Division I players have hit the portal. So I have no problem. You want to transfer once.
Yes.
The coach is a jerk. You miss home. You didn't get the PT you were promised. But at what point do these young men, because they're not kids, at what point do they have to live with a level of accountability? It's absolutely ridiculous to watch these games and see dudes playing for 3-4 schools.
Transfer if you want for the second or third time, but you got to sit out a year. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. Make them sign contracts, and if they break the contract, they got
to
sit out.
It is hurting my ability to love the game because there's no
continuity to the
team. There's no loyalty to anything. You know, if you want to make a transfer and take a payment, do it, but I'm with Stoney. There should be a contract.
Right.
Oh, you made a bad decision? Well, here's a preview of life. You got to live with it.
And this is not about whether you want to pay kids or not. They should get all the money they can.
Happy to pay them.
But maybe they need to make it as part of a CBA.
So I mentioned Duke there. They had no transfers in their starting five.
That's why they're out.
Have a quick conversation with them. Can they continue to be this way? I get John Shire.
Yes.
Went two rounds further than he did in year one.
Go look at the recruiting class next year.
It's arguably the best
recruiting class I've seen in 15 years. They're bringing in like five-star kids, David, including one who reclassified, and then Cooper Flagg, the kid Stoney's bringing up. People are talking about him as the number one pick in the NBA draft a year in advance.
Yes.
David, if you're going to recruit at that level,
they'll be just fine. Yeah.
You can be. But here's where I think you get into trouble. You do need a veteran presence. I don't think you can win with just kids.
No.
So if Duke has a blend of second and third year guys to go with this new Fab Five they're bringing in, yes. But as Kentucky has shown you, we're a long way from John Wall and Boogie Cousins and, yes. and super freshmen.
Yeah, look, Duke had their veteran leader in Roach, but he's gone after this year, right? He's only been there 6 years, right?
That's the other thing. These COVID kids got to go.
Well, enough's enough. Yes.
Year 9.
Oh, did you see Tucker DeVries got another year? His dad took the head coaching job at West Virginia, so now he's going to go get a freebie over there. Can we stop? We got a bunch of Al Bundys running around college basketball.
His dad's brother's former Lion, Jared DeVries.
Oh, just tremendous. Thank you for that.
That's what I'm here for, to give useless information to you.
It's fabulous.
Well, here's some useful information, and I'm trying to figure out how this happened. There was a three-point line situation at the Women's Portland Regional where they had already played, I believe, five games or something like that.
Yeah, was that hosted at Kaz Tech? So I got the same math equations. How do you not get your three-point lines right? It's like building a 96-yard football field.
Right. I've always seen, you know, people like Rachel Nichols, like, oh, this would never happen in the men's game. Well, you know what? That's not the point. The point is somebody, a fan figured it out. It has nothing to do with men's game, women's game.
Yeah, here's an idea. How many men and women walked right by it and didn't notice
it? Exactly.
They played games 2 days prior. I don't care what gender you are. Figure it out. The 2 3-point lines aren't the same.
You can look at it. It's so simple.
Brought to you by Kaz Tech Measurements.
Okay, let's get to NC State here. And Stoney, you had a question here, and I love this question. Are the Wolfpack America's Final Four team?
Yes.
Everyone loves DJ Burns, but is the team America's
DJ
team now.
DJ Horn's lovable. They have a lot of guys on that team that are fun to watch. I mean, they are. I mean, the whole run, I mean, yes, we're going to get sick of the Valvano 83 comparisons. I get all that. But it's incredible. The guy was going to get fired before the ACC tournament. And now they're in the Final Four. Who do you like more than them? You don't like Purdue. You don't like Connecticut.
I do.
Oh, but you're in the minority.
I know that. So I'll get made fun of. I respect greatness. I think we're watching something. I'm sorry, but a 30-0 run in an Elite Eight game.
I know.
Dump trucking everybody by 25. Now, I don't think the sport's any good.
No, I know.
But they're good.
There's no doubt about that. But as far as America's team, most people, I think, are going to hope that NC State can beat Purdue and then win it all. I don't think they're going to
But they are going to definitely hope for that. But let me give you a quick stat before we close this out of UConn. They have won now. Their 10th straight tournament win by 13-plus points, which is the longest streak in tournament history.
Well, last year they said it was because they played a lot of easy, teams. Yeah, this year it's different.
I'll lean on Stoney for this one. Can you name a more impressive run than what you've seen from UConn this year so far?
The only one I could think of is when UNLV won the year before they lost to Duke. I don't remember the games might have been close, but that team was just so loaded.
It's unbelievable. And I mean, they can do it to you in an instant.
Yes.
They can play high scoring. They can play low scoring. And when they lock in, look, this is ultimately, they have an answer for everything. Like, oh, well, look, Zach Edey will post up and score 40. No. Klingon might have something to say about that 7-2.
Well, what was Illinois' problem? They kept trying to go in on him. And the guy's a blocking machine.
What do you want me to say? Illinois' got one speed. They got to live at the line. They got to drive it. Shannon puts his shoulder down. They're not that good.
No, and they couldn't make free throws.
Well, that's a bit of an issue, isn't it?
That is definitely going to be a problem. That is your NCAA tournament blitz.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.